Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Tuesday morning. And we go to our 102.5, the game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in our friend Gentry Estes from the Tennessee. And Gentry, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I always like that I come on at 8 o'clock because I'm always right after the rants. And I always feel like Joe's better rants are either about college basketball or they're about Jared. And this happened to be both.
So yeah.
This was a good one.
Peanut butter and jelly.
A spicy one. That was a spicy one. I feel like his blood pressure is coming down a little bit. Still a little bit of a red face with the Lego hair, though.
Yeah, give me a few here. Talk me down, Gentry.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. So, Gentry, obviously, Tennessee season comes to an end. Let's just start there. Your perspective on what you saw on Sunday with Purdue and Zach Edey and Tennessee season coming to an end.
Yeah, I mean, I think, obviously, and Joe made the point of you're a two seed losing to a one seed in the Elite Eight. It's just hard to be disappointed with how the effort of the team, what they were able to get accomplished. Tough draw. I mean, if you're going to criticize Tennessee for anything about the way this season ended, I would go back and criticize them for losing to Kentucky and Mississippi State, because those were the games that cost you a one seed and you maybe would have helped you avoid having to play Purdue in Detroit in a game like that. I don't know if it came across on television just how one-sided the crowd was. Tennessee fans showed up really well in this regional, but it was still a heavy Purdue crowd in that place. And when Purdue's making that run, it gets loud. Felt like a home game for Purdue, and I feel like that they had some things. There were some things that affected that game the way a home crowd would affect the game in terms of fouls and things like momentum and things like that. And so, you know, if you fault Tennessee for anything, they didn't. They had a team that could have gotten a one seed and they didn't do it. But in terms of the usual Rick Barnes regular season Rick narrative, that one didn't hold up to me this time. They played well in this tournament. This wasn't a choke against a worse team. This was two very good teams. And, you know, I think Tennessee lost to the second best team left in this tournament.
So wait a minute. You didn't have a problem with Rick Barnes didn't blow this game? Not calling a timeout in the entire minute and 48 seconds between timeouts, or not letting Zach Edey? Please answer me this one, Gentry. Yeah, I'm still too flustered here. Let's imagine that, because I think that Tennessee's game plan against Zach Edey was perfect. I just think that, you know, obviously, well, we could talk about the officials too, but they fouled him a lot, and he scored a lot, but they didn't let the other guys go off. Lawyer hit a few shots, got to the rim a couple times. They hit three threes on the day. But what would have happened if they just would have let Zach Edey just go single up all day and tried no digging, no disruption, just let him work in there? What's the final score?
You know, what's crazy about this is the guy goes for 40 points, and when you look back at it, I don't feel like Tennessee played him horribly.
They actually
– you know, they gave themselves a chance in the game by getting some stops on him early and then late, and Estrella did pretty well. You know, talking to Wes Rucker, he made the point after the game, it's like, could you have ever envisioned a scenario where you looked at Tennessee's team this year and said, gosh, they miss Euros Plosic?
Yeah. He would have been helpful.
Perfect for this. Yeah. Just 5 fouls, 10 minutes, there you go, you know. But, look, nobody in the college basketball has really been able to stop this guy. Purdue's got a great setup where they get the ball to him. You try to deny it, you get a foul call, he gets the ball, you try to push, you get a foul. I mean, that whole team was really good at playing that way and getting to the foul line. And you're playing them in Detroit. I do feel like whether anyone wants to admit this or not, the crowd matters. It's why home court advantages is so important during the regular season. It was a tough setup for them. I thought Tennessee played Zach Edey about as well as you could. And, yeah, if you do make a few more shots, you probably win that game. But, you know, it's the kind of thing that I want to see what happens with Zach Edey moving forward, because I want to see – I think UConn's still the best team in this thing, but I want to see how they handle that guy.
Well, Gentry, obviously it's been a busy offseason for the Titans to this point. They've been extremely active in free agency and made some big moves. Calvin Ridley, Lajarius Sneed, among others. Number one, what do you make of what Rand Carthon has done to this point, reshaping this roster? And how does the way that the offseason has gone to this point influence the way you view the draft coming up, thankfully, later this month?
Yeah, you know, I guess Joe and I have been on – NCAA tournament island here for a couple of weeks. So now I guess it is draft time, huh?
Well, here we go.
I mean, I guess my opinion hasn't really changed over the course of the free agency, just because I went into this saying, do not let yourself be talked out of that left tackle you have to have at number seven. And I still believe that. And I do believe what they've done in free agency appears to be a big arrow pointing directly towards that result with that draft pick. So, you know, you're going to hear a lot of the same stuff you always hear going to the draft every year about, oh, trade up, trade back. What are the Chargers going to do? I mean, there's going to be all that talk, but at the end of the day, I feel like Joe Alt's a Titan at number seven, and that's how it should be. And this seems pretty easy to me on that front. In terms of free agency, I've liked what they've done, but the Snead move to me was the first moment where you look at it and you go, gosh, that's something the Titans don't usually do. And I like that. I think in this case it was there were so many rumors out there about the trade being there, and then it didn't happen. They couldn't reach a deal, and it's like, okay, you know, is this really going to go through? But they were able to get it over the goal line, and it's the kind of off-season move that you see, you know, a bit of a gamble that you see certain teams tend to make each year. You know, for example, I think in the past the Titans have kind of always been the team that going to be trading A.J. Brown, whereas Philadelphia Eagles are going to be the team that's going to be getting A.J. Brown in a situation where another team's not quite willing to spend as much. This time the Titans are willing to spend it, and it was good to see.
Well, just flip around again on the Tennessee side, Gentry, with the firing of Kelly Harper. How surprised are you by that? And where do you think this program is? Do you have anybody you think might be perfect, you know, to replace her?
I was a little surprised by that. I didn't really know how that was going to go, but you're talking about that's a tough call there, because it's a program that still has had a respectable amount of success, but not the level of success that historically Tennessee women's basketball feels like they should have. And, you know, I think it was kind of a statement move, really, by Danny White to go ahead and do this and say, no, this is, this should be one of our cornerstone sports here, and right now it's not. And it's one of the few that I think you look at and say they truly have been underachieving what their own standard would be. So I think it's kind of a bold move there to go ahead and do it to me. The name I'll have is the name that I had when Kelly was hired, which is Jeff Walls at Louisville. That's a guy who I feel like has done a very good job for a very long time with that program. And I feel like, you know, Tennessee would probably have a pretty good chance to go get that guy. But, you know, that's just me. I used to work in Louisville, got to know that program. I think he's an awfully good coach.
Gentry, last thing for you. Preds back in action tonight, taking on the Bruins. They've dropped two in a row here and have given up 15 goals during those two games. Now, three of them, I believe, have been in the empty net. But still, lots of goals going in the back of their net recently. What do you make of kind of the recent struggles for the Predators, and is it concerning, or how do you view kind of what you're seeing from the hockey team right now?
Yeah, it's so much of this has been the momentum of this run, and you're worried, okay, did they peak a little too soon? But, you know, they're still in a great spot. I guess you can't be out there giving up 7-8 goals, but I've done doubting that bunch. I wrote something when they lost to Dallas 9-2. I wrote something saying it's time to give up on them this season, and then they go and do what they did. So I'm done doubting what this team is capable of. I think they're going to get in there and they're going to have a shot. Would I be surprised if they make some big run? Sure. But at this point, they have done enough to convince me they could be a legitimate team, but I feel like wouldn't you like to be playing pretty well going into the playoffs? So I feel like this last little stretch is important, not to just have it consistently go the other way, which, by the way, Jared is just blowing me up on text while I'm talking to you guys. Like, I'm just going to stop and read it.
He's afraid to text me because of his horrific fact errors.
So I'm sitting here talking to you guys, and the beep's going off repeatedly, and I know who it is, and I can't, like, look at the phone. You know what? I don't text him when he's on the air. I always wait till a break or
that's
after.
Right. Be considerate, Stillman. What are we doing here?
I do.
We're running a radio program. Gentry, great stuff, man. As always, appreciate you taking
tell
time.
Tell Jerry
to be with
we said
us.
Hi.
And we'll talk to you soon.
All right. See you guys.
See ya. Gentry Estes from the Tennessean. Joe, say it with me. Long fuse.
I mean, I waited till, although I was angrily texting him yesterday, so I guess I didn't wait that much. I was going to say I waited till like 7:45 today.
Yeah, that is,
you know, true. I went home last night, had a nice night with my family. I wasn't angry. You know,
it's good.
Watched some hoops. Everything was fine.
It's good. Well, react to what Gentry had to say next. Take your thoughts. I get a lot of your thoughts on the text line. We'll get to those. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.